three, two, one. All your Christmases at once, Trevor. Win, and yeah. That wonderful clean sheet.
Well, yeah, everyone keeps saying a clean sheet, and I was keep saying, what's that? I've forgotten what it feels like, but, you know, it's great. I've said all along, you know, it would take a 10-9, but a 2-0 certainly feels a lot better, and, you know, I think you could tell towards the last 20, you know, we haven't won in a long time, haven't kept a clean sheet, we're just dropping deep, you know, it's just, it's, you know, it's natural, so just to get that, you know, the confidence it'll give the whole team, you know, the whole squad, the whole, you know, everything. I think hopefully we can take it on to Carlisle now and the rest of the season, and, you know, just use, you know, there was no getting away from it today. It was, for me, a make or break game, you know. I think we had lost it, you know, with all the positivity around the place, it sort of would have, you know, put a pin in it, and sort of just, but the fact that we won the clean sheet, you know, just hopefully start that momentum.
And it was a well-deserved 3 points.
Oh, certainly, you know, first half, first 15 minutes, we just looked, you know, we looked unplayable at times, we were on the front foot, and, you know, you could just tell, I just felt a bit, I felt part of, like, an organised team, you know, we just seemed well-drilled, and, you know, game management as well was our experience, and, you know, it's such a difference, especially in this league, and, you know, at times when they put us under pressure, you know, a couple of experienced lads go down with injury, and just to kill it, you know, it's not cheating, it's just managing the game, you know, it's just, it's what we've definitely lacked over the last few months, and, you know, it's a fantastic feeling.
And I know, you know, you wouldn't want to denigrate any of the players you've been in, but what difference does it make having three really senior pros join the team?
Well, even on Thursday, you could tell, just give everyone a lift, like, you know, you know, I'm not saying we're big boys like me, Matty Taylor, and Matty Richards, you know, we've took a lot of stick over the last few years, experienced players not stepping up to the plate, you know, we're sick of hearing that, you know, and it's just nice now that, you know, it's a big weight off our shoulders, you know, and now you can look around, you see big Pablo Mills, and you see, you know, Matty Sparrow, and Sean was out to that, you know, looking around, seeing them players, it sort of gives you, you know, a nice solid feeling, like, and, you know, it's a great feeling. I think Steve Elliott pointed out, you know, he said, well done, the three new lads, and, you know, not just them, but the big lift it's given everyone else, and you could see that in other people's performances, you know, it's great.
And in terms of the clean sheet, did you get towards the end and you're thinking, we're nearly there, was it the back of your mind?
Yeah, you know, I tried not to think about it, but then when Craig done his little silly flick in the corner, I was giving him some abuse, I was shouting, if they score from this, and, you know, even there was a corner in Vonnie, with five to go, and Vonnie saying, like, clean sheet, you know, but still in my mind it was 3 points, you know, that's the main thing for me, and but just the clean sheet, to, you know, I'm a goalkeeper, you goalkeepers live for clean sheets, and, you know, it's just a mess, it's a bit embarrassing, you know, when hearing the stats and stuff like that, you know, it does affect you, but, you know, I don't think as a defence we have deserved that, because, you know, we're good, honest back four, back five, and, you know, we've had a hard time really, and you know, I don't think it justifies 26 games without clean sheet. I know stats don't lie, but I think, you know, we've worked hard for that. You know, people in training, the extra work we've put in, you know, it has affected us all. And, you know, it's just great to get that monkey off the back.
Yeah, and what difference did it make having Pablo in there? Because he was almost like an auxiliary defender at times, just in front of the back forward.
Yeah, he was out. You can't, it's hard to put in the word, you know, to say, looking around and seeing someone like that. And, you know, it's good for me, like, you know, we've had young lads in there who don't really talk, and, you know, which is not that, and it's good for me that I can trust someone, you know, you've got Matty Taylor, skipper, organising, then you've got Pablo now, you know, it's good for me that I can sort of concentrate and keeping the ball out of the net rather than worrying about his job, you know, obviously you still have to help out, but when you've got someone like Pablo Mills in there who just bosses people around, and when he talks, you listen, don't you, and, you know, it's just great, I can sort of say, right, you know, concentrate and keeping the ball out of the net, and Pablo will look after that, and Matty Taylor boss the back four about, and Matty Sparrow and Matty Richards experience in there, you know, it's hard to explain the difference it gives, you know, just, it's great, you know, it's great for the boys, yeah.
You talked about positivity and the fact that there is a lot of positivity on and off the pitch, but ultimately it is about results, isn't it?
Oh, of course, obviously, I've been saying over the last few weeks that Bury felt like a win. It didn't feel like a win to me, certainly not. You know, it was a defeat at the end of the day, and it was great. You know, getting the fans have been outstanding for us over the last couple of weeks, and of course, it's great to have them on our side, but they pay their money to come and see us win games, and, you know, we're just glad. I think, if anything, it's the only thing that's been missing over the last couple of weeks has been the win. You know, we've been saying in the training ground, you know, the whole feel about the place is just so positive, and we're saying, imagine we had a won a game, you know, what's going to feel like. So, I think everyone will be looking forward to Monday now, you know, getting in and because that 3 points has been the only thing that's been lacking over the last couple of weeks, and now we've got it in the bag, you know, it's going to, especially out, you know, I said the boys in there, that feeling of being the bottom two over, like, you know, it's affected me the amount of times I've looked at the league, and it does affect you, you know, you're looking at fixtures and adding up points, what are we going to win, and, you know, now, I said to everyone, you know, bottle that feeling up, because it's not a nice feeling, we don't want to feel that again, you know, we're out of it now, we want to kick on, and, you know, it's going to, of course, win a relegation battle right to the end, last game of the season, probably, but, you know, we just have to, we don't want to get back in that bottom two, you know, we've been there and it's not nice.
Final question, it does feel around the club and watching the players on the pitch, it just feels a more united squad, would that be fair?
Yeah, you know, it's hard to really explain why the old manager came in. I'm not going to badmouth him, you know, he had his methods and, you know, they didn't work, it's simple as that, they weren't picking up results and, you know, for whatever reason, the fans didn't take to him and, you know, and it just, you know, it does rub off on the players, you know, you sense that negativity and it, you know, it does go on the pitch and on the training ground and it becomes, you know, especially when a lot of people are going out, you know, obviously there's going to be a lot of unhappy players at the training ground and it's such a small little training ground, it rubs off that attitude, you know, but you know, it was the old manager, that's the way he wanted to work and it just didn't work for him, but since Russ has come in and Stevie, you know, the Cheltenham legends and they've sort of drilled into us, you know, it's, you know, what a great little club it is and it doesn't deserve to be in, you know, the conference, you know, it's a football league club and the fan, you know, your fans, you can't speak highly enough for them, they've been outstanding for us and, you know, at the end there, I didn't know it generated so much, you know, it was such a unbelievable atmosphere, you wouldn't have thought there was only 2,000 or 3,000 there, so it's just, you know, thank them, you know, on behalf of the players, so just stay with us and, you know, there might be a few bumps along the way the next few, but we just need to all stick together, I know it's, you know, cliche, what, all in together, is it, is that what they say, but, you know, it's exactly what we need to be, all in it together, right till the final game.
Brilliant, thanks, Jim.
You've got a really great chance to pull right clear of it on Tuesday night, haven't you, with Carlisle? You're 4 points ahead of them.
It's a massive game, you know, and you could, it's football, isn't it, a week ago, and hopefully if we beat Carlisle, you're looking at the table and you'll be thinking, you know, it just looks completely different, but, you know, I knew today, I was in the book in the warm-up, like, I hope everyone realises how big a game this is, you know, to be fair, Gaffrey's played it down a bit, because he didn't want to put pressure on the boys, and, you know, obviously we want to win, but it's not the end. But for me, it was it. You know, it was a massive game today, and, you know, it's hard to explain as a footballer, but the confidence that'll breed into the lads, you know, in the training ground on Monday, it'll just be such a happier place, and because we went a long time without a win, and, you know, it'll be great, so hopefully go get 3 points there, and, you know, it'll be brilliant.
What did you think when Matt Sparrow's back pass looked like it was going to be a bit short?
So he done one in the first half, so
that
sort
was
of
quite some pace from you, mine, wasn't it?
He done it in the first half, so I anticipated a bit. I thought he was going out, but no, I apologised straight away. But you know, it's, you know, he was outstanding, Matty. But fair play to Matty Taylor, straight back on the line, and you know, it was great. I was knackered. I was absolutely knackered.
But that decision, obviously, almost. Had to sort of pull him wide. I
was committed. I couldn't like sort of back off, and so yeah, put him wide. But thankfully, he took it quite early, didn't he? I thought he could have dribbled in a bit, but you know, sort of one of them things today. You know, a couple of weeks ago, there was a save I made down low, and it sort of plopped up and just fell into my hand. Yeah. You know, a couple of weeks ago,
in the
I would have dropped.
Yeah.
You know, it would have dropped somewhere else, and you know, just. You know, I know you can't blame Lock and all, but just today, you know, we did have a few things on our side. Vonnie had one off the line, you know, so hopefully it's a sign of things to come.
You look like you're a lot more relaxed and sort of happy and
chilled.
Than
definitely,
you
yeah. And I've aged about 20 years in the past, 2 or 3 months, but listen, none of us want to get relegated. None of us want to take this club into the football, you know, and it's a massive, you know, and we know one win's not, you know, we're not safe by no means, but just. As an more experienced player, I know for a fact the lift it'll give everyone. It's just, it's all we've missed over the last couple of weeks, and I just hope now that we go and, you know, kick on from here.
Excellent.